Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Today's gospel, Jesus is inviting the crowds, the apostles, the disciples to come to him and to find rest. 29 years ago, I was ordained as an SBD religious missionary. We were seven of us. Until now, we are still seven. One assigned to, in Argentina, six assigned here in the Philippines. My classmates, Randy Flores in Camuning and Jerome Marquez in as our superior. It was 29 years ago. As you look back what happened to that, it was really a challenging time, especially we were assigned in the mountains of the Cordilleras for more than 20 years. Hard mission, no electricity, internet. We used to walk hours after hours, experience 12 hours of walking from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening. It was really, really hard, but the joy of doing this is so important. Meaning, you have to find joy, fulfillment in what I was doing for many years in the mission areas. They were encounters with NPAs and soldiers. There were times we caught by these two opposing forces. And one time, there was a rebel, no? Was assassinated in his own house. It was year 2000. It was Father Balueg, was a former SBD. I was there with my mother visiting me. Year 2000, 4 o'clock in the morning. It was really a hard time because not only for those encounters, but also for that physical activity, especially in walking. What I'm doing until now is of this constant time for prayer. I was in the mission alone by myself, so I have to pray alone. I have to spend time for praying. Why? Kailangan kumapit tayo sa Panginoon. There was once I met an accident year 2008. I cried and complained to God why it happened. Just imagine 16 meters down. I was driving on the way to my Paris. It was December 15, 2008. I prayed to God that I will be in my Paris to celebrate the Simbang Gabi for Misa de Gallo. And I met an accident. I said, I complained, cried, and said, Lord, it's unfair. I'm here in this Paris. I'm working for you for years already. Why you allowed me to meet an accident? It was a turning point for my life. Sabi ko, ano bang klaseng Diyos ito? I tried to doubt the presence of God in my life. Ano kayo, pagod na magreklamo, pagod na ako mag-verse na aking negative emotion, something came to my mind saying, then, are you not safe? Nabalian ka ba? Namatay ka ba? And I started to cry again, Lord, I'm so sorry. Because for God, even though you are in a crisis situation, God is always there. Kaya nga, turning point for my life. So my first message to the parishioners was that God knows what's best. Just trust and be back to God. Because I prayed for a safe trip before it happened. And my complaint is, Lord, I pray for safety. But God's saying me, even though you are in crisis situation, you will always be safe. Because I know what is best for you. There are also other experiences of mine na sometimes pipigain ang iyong faith sa Panginoon. Sometimes talagang you have to struggle with it. And I said, kapit lang tayo sa Panginoon. My favorite Bible verse is from the Gospel of John, I am the vine and you are the branches. This is my favorite verse because as long as I am attached to the vine, I am secured. Kaya kailangan the branch should be attached to the vine to get nutrients and to make the branch grow. But once the branch detached from the vine, it will die a natural death. So my dear friends, for 29 years as a priest, this could be my reflection for us. Come to Jesus. He's inviting us to go to Him and we will refresh because He knows what is best for each one of us. Let our spiritual muscles be nourished by our spiritual exercises because God is there always. Sometimes we are blinded by our own self-centeredness. But don't worry, God will lead us to the right way. Amen.